But think about it twice. I mean, make a preparation. The same way we just randomly park our cars, the same way we're crossing through the parking lot of this business, in the same way sometimes we become lax about these small issues, and they end up creating an impurity within the masjid. Now, the other aspect, and again, I'm just pointing out very, very simple, big points. The other aspect to keep in mind is that essential to our success within the masjid is that there exists an opportunity for concentration within the masjid. The concentration has to be pure, and the ability to concentrate has to be pure. So we come to the masjid, and it should be that we are able to focus on the salah 100%. Now, unfortunately, in this day and age, many challenges have arisen to that ability to concentrate, and they've impurified the formerly pure environment of the masjid. And the greatest example of this is cell phones, right? People bring their cell phones into the masjid. They forget to turn off the cell phones. We're human beings. And what happens? Everybody's praying, and then the cell phone goes off. I'll tell you very clearly and very honestly, once one cell phone goes off, the entire jama'ah gets thrown off. The entire jama'ah gets thrown off. You cannot tell me that everybody does not hear that cell phone go off. Okay? The brother whose cell phone goes off or the sister whose cell phone go off, they start sweating. Their salah went. Their salah technically occurs, but their concentration went. Okay? Because now they're worried about the fact that the phone went off, and they're worried about the fact that everybody else is thinking whose phone went off. Okay? And then when that phone goes off, then everybody in line is also now thinking whose phone went off. And then some people are getting upset. They want to go grab that person, but they're praying. They can't, right? The imam is worried now because he knows that there's going to be a problem in the masjid as soon as the salam is turned, etc. It creates a problem for everyone. Now, the problem used to be simple, right? Because everybody just had a simple tone. Now the problem is doubly complex because you bring in your favorite piece, right? Some person brings in the latest rap song. Another person's bringing in the latest national anthem of Pakistan, right? And so everybody brings in a different chime. So now, one, you're distracted by the chime, and two, you're distracted by what does a chime mean, right? So that creates a lot of problem within the purity that exists within the masjid. We laugh about it because it's so common, but actually it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that we took all the effort in the world to establish the masjid. Do you know how much blood, sweat, and tears go into establishing a masjid? How much time, effort, money, etc. goes into establishing a masjid? Then we maintain the masjid, we run the masjid, we get people to come to the congregation, people drive 10, 15 minutes, they take out from their busy day, they're dead tired after work. We're coming here with some hope, right? We spent the whole day building hellfire underneath our feet, right, through our constant sins, and then we come here with some hope of extinguishing that fire that we built, and at that moment, right, when we're coming to resolve the situation, we get distracted. That one hope that we had of purifying ourselves, of returning to Allah, of focusing on our Lord, of developing some connection, and then bam, somebody's cell phone is going to go off, whether it be ours or whether it be somebody else's. So a couple things to keep in mind. Number one, if you can, you shouldn't even have the cell phone. I know that's an impossibility in this day and age, but really, the disadvantages are much greater than the advantages. Okay? Number two is if you have one, you should never bring it to the masjid. There's no need to bring it to. There's no need to even keep it with you when you're coming to the masjid. Just leave it at home. This is your opportunity to focus on Allah. Okay? The moment you leave the door of your house, and on the way to the masjid, all of that is reward, inshallah. Alright? So why not create a situation where you begin to purify yourself as you're coming to the masjid? What happens is, you're driving to the masjid, and then you start listening to the radio. That's the biggest mistake an individual can make. Here you had an opportunity to have some quiet, to have some peace, to reflect on why you're coming to the masjid, to reflect on who you're going to worship when you come to the masjid. Those few minutes of preparation become totally annihilated because of the fact the radio is running. Now the radio is running, then what happens is now our mind gets attached. It's some sports game or it's some news or issue. Our mind gets attached, we come to the masjid, and we're still thinking about the score. We're still thinking about whether that person hit a home run or not, right? So now all these things are running through our mind while we pray. We had an opportunity to purify ourselves. We had 5 minutes of time to focus, Right? And instead, we turned our mind away, and we ended up losing out in our focus. So be very wary about creating situations where we get distracted on the way to the masjid, and one of them is a cell phone. Invariably, it's going to ring. And it's going to ring on the way to the masjid, and you're going to start discussing some situation with a person, and then you're going to get to the masjid. What's going to happen? The person's going to want to keep talking to you. So you sit in the parking lot talking to the person while the prayer is going on. All right? So at that moment when we could turn to Allah, we're actually turned towards someone else, despite the fact that the mandatory prayer is occurring within the masjid. And beyond that, it ends up distracting us. Our minds get distracted. And then the third problem is you forget about it. So you didn't get a call, you're on your way, you're rushing to make the prayer, it's sitting in your pocket, and you left it on.